It's time for Jason Wilde on the Homer Hour on 94.5 ESPN.
Everybody should get information about the Green Bay Packers from Jason Wilde. Every day of the year, you just go to WisconsinOnDemand.com, and you'll see Jason Wilde. Hit the button there, and then you'll get all the information that he gives you about the Green Bay Packers, which is generally a lot. He's on every show. He's all over the place. Good afternoon. Good evening, Jason.
Hi, Homer. How are you?
I am awesome. Now that Quay Walker had his best, what were the exact words of the defensive coordinator, Jason?
I was just writing about that.
Best game of the year?
I thought Quay played his best game, which I was really proud of him. It was really cool to see, because I think if you ask Quay, the week before, I think he would tell you he didn't play his best game, right? Yeah, he did not play well against the Bears. So maybe he's found his footing, or maybe it's just a one-off.
And as I found it to be the hardest player to analyze in terms of he's playing well or not so well, like you said after the game, you thought he did play well, huh? What's the best way for, as Mark Tausch would say, what's the best way for those of us who don't know anything about football to learn from those that do, or whatever he said to you that he thought was a nice.
Yeah, he put me in that group, so what the hell do I know? You know, I would say this. He didn't miss tackles, right? He did not run right past the ball carrier as the ball carrier went through the gap that he was supposed to be in. I mean, he did drop what should have been an interception. But look, I always think, you know, while yes, you want to catch those, there's a reason why these guys play defense, right? That is, you know, their hands are
not. If he played that well, and you say it too, I'll take the drop interception every week.
Yeah, and you know, what I thought was really interesting, I can't remember who asked the question, even though it was just a little while ago. You know, I thought it was really interesting that they got him an opportunity, and Halfley basically kind of poo-pooed the idea that he had done it to try and get Quay Walker going, almost like moving a guy around in a batting order in baseball. But the fact that he sent him on the blitz on third down on that first series and Brandon Allen, the 49ers quarterback, drops the ball, and I think technically Quay did not get the sack for that play, even though he came through on the blitz, or maybe he did, but it was a really good play by him, and it kind of jump started his game. And so, you know, Halfley could have taken credit for that. Oh yeah, I did that just to get him going and it worked, but he didn't, because that was not really what happened. But it did get him going, and he did have a really good game. I just think, you know, there's lots of players like this at every level of, and in every sport, that, you know, they're confidence players. And if they're playing with confidence, they play a lot better than when they're second-guessing themselves, and I think he might be one of those guys.
All right, to the professor. I'm sorry, I just I couldn't help myself. Joining us now.
I was honestly wondering if John Anderson was even on the show, because usually you abdicate your responsibilities instantly.
That's how much I was interested in Quay Walker. All right, professor, take it away. I'm officially done. Will not utter another word until the professor says.
No, until you do.
No, I will not. Okay. I'll not utter another word.
Listen, all can be involved. I think that's totally fine. I do think it was helpful that Watson dropped the ball, so that way Quay Walker didn't have the most egregious drop on the afternoon, which was always you know, really nice. I thought actually the most telling play that he had was really early when they threw the pass to Christian McCaffrey, and it was a first and 20, second, and he was right there 5 yards, wrapped him up and put him down. I thought, okay, if he can do that, because McCaffrey's pretty shifty, and I just thought, okay, if you do that all game, if that's sort of you, because I'm thinking that guy, he's going to have to be in your vicinity more than once. And I thought, if you just do that defensively, you will have fulfilled what I need you to do today. And I thought that play early on was as good as the rush you talked about on the blitz. I thought that play was like that guy was going nowhere, and he put him out, and you saw later he was shifty. So I still don't know that he's a run-stuffing middle linebacker. You know, you watch some of those times where they try to get McCaffrey wide, and he is really an athletic guy. I just don't know that he's Ray Nitschke, you know, which isn't his fault. You know, but I still wonder if he's miscast in that spot. I don't know if you wonder about that too, watching how he plays.
I do wonder, but I don't know. My concern with him, and I'm, you know, as Tausch will tell you, I don't know as much about football as he does, but he just doesn't, it doesn't seem to come as naturally, instinctively to him. And that's the part that, you know, I don't know if that can be, how much that improves over time. Because we were sold on this being a new system that would be great for Quay Walker and Devontae Wyatt, two guys that were first-round picks in 2022. And frankly, before Wyatt hurt his ankle, he was playing a lot better than he had his first 2 years. I mean, I thought he'd been a disappointment his first 2 years, and I thought he was off to a really good start, hurts his ankle, and now he's kind of been a little bit persona non grata. Whereas, you know, Quay Walker, the whole idea was, I don't have to think, I just react, I go. And but instinct is knowing, you know, when to go to one spot and how to react to a guy that's running toward you or running at an angle, that and can you get the angle, like, and I just feel like he's been really less than instinctive in what I've watched from him in 2.5 years. And you know, there's moments where you see flashes, and you obviously see his measurables and his ridiculous athleticism. I mean, he's big, he's fast, he's all those things. And yet, you know, I guess I watch a guy like Edgerrin Cooper, who has certainly made his share of mistakes, and they're going to miss him again this week when he's not available. And now it looks like they might not have Isaiah McDuffie either, so they're going to have to play Tyron Hopper some, it would appear. But I just, Cooper just looks like he's got a playmaking knack, or Evan Williams, you know, there's just guys that instinctively, they just do that. And I just don't see that as regularly from Quay Walker.
So if I always like to go with the sort of a Apollo 13 analogy, when the guy says, what do we have on the ship that's good? And they win 38-10. There was a bunch of good. And some of it's the function of the other, right? You run it really well, so you have the ball 36 minutes. You get a bunch of first downs. But if you took how Love played, or how they ran the ball, or the three turnovers, what of those was the best of their best in that game?
That's a really good question. And by the way, if you haven't read Lost Boon, which is Jim Lovell's book about Apollo 13, I figure the professors read it, but the rest of us aren't as brilliant as you. So I recommend that. Look, it was fun because obviously Halfley and I kind of got after each other a little bit in a mostly lighthearted way last week, because, you know, I asked a lot of questions about how they weren't very good against the Bears defensively. And to his credit, you know, we had some fun today with it as well, because look, they went from giving the Bears were 9 of 16 on third down and then 3 for 3 on fourth down. Well, against the 49ers, the 49ers were 3 of 10 on third down and 0 for 2 on fourth down. And so, you know, as he quickly acknowledged, they did everything that they didn't do against the Bears. And he also acknowledged that they were facing a team that didn't have its franchise left tackle and didn't have its starting quarterback. And it's not like he's puffing out his chest because of what they did against that 49ers iteration. But I do think that I think on balance, you know, Ken Mattingly, that most of the things that are good on the SS Minnow / SS Packers is that their defense, with the exception of that Bears game, has been pretty darn consistent. They're 10th in the league in scoring defense, and that includes 2 pick-sixes thrown by the quarterback. They are 11th in total defense. Like, they have been, even though they've been inconsistent rushing the passer and whatever else, they shut down McCaffrey, which I thought was impossible. Mm-hmm. I know he's still working his way back, but I think there's a lot of good there. And then obviously offensively, like, you know, I know Love almost threw that pick, and it's much nicer if you're a Packers fan to talk about the picks he almost threw as opposed to him throwing one, and it was the first game where he didn't throw one at all. You know, I just think that they're between and I don't want to call it discovering Josh Jacobs because I think they knew they had him, but I love the fact that, you know, basically Josh Myers said that I don't think the game plan going into this was to give Josh Jacobs the ball that much. And they had success on the opening drive, and then the next thing you know, they're running it 42 times or whatever they did. So I think there's a lot good on the ship, and I'm really eager to see if they can keep their momentum going and win a third straight game so they go into Detroit with a real head of steam to be able to make things interesting in the division.
The idea that that was not the game plan to give it to Josh Jacobs to me is it's not a great idea because I feel like that should really be the game plan. I do like the fact that on the one they didn't go, you know what, I've got a really great pass play here. And I think sometimes everybody wants to show how smart they were. Like three times, and they're like, well, they were just one-yard touchdown runs. And I'm like, great, that's what it should be, right? Like I thought that was brilliant coaching, right, if that makes sense.
No, and you know, John, we talked about this on Green Bay game day too. Like in Chicago the previous week, you know, Josh Jacobs gains 9 yards. It's second and one. And then they throw a pass, and then they do that handoff to Jaden Reed that loses 5. And then they're sitting on like 4th and 6, right? And they go for it. To me, anyway, the important thing. And Matt LaFleur just admitted it when we were talking to him, I guess it's a couple hours ago now. But, you know, he basically said, look, I'm a quarterback guy. You know, he played quarterback. He coached quarterbacks. He likes to throw the ball. And Mike McCarthy, who, you know, was a tight end at a small college, but he loved to throw the ball too. I mean, I think most offensive guys love to do that, and it requires a level of commitment. And I would give him credit for the fact, as you just did, that even if he didn't go into the game thinking, oh, this is a really good day to get Josh Jacobs, you know, 25, 30 touches, that he recognized after the first drive, hey, this is a good day to give Josh Jacobs 25, 30 touches, and went and did it.
What's the thing that you're most, that the Packers need to be most wary of on Thursday night?
I think it's, And look, I was just looking up Tua's numbers. Obviously, he missed the 4 games with the concussion. Since he's been back, though, I mean, he's been fantastic. He's thrown one pick. He's thrown 11 touchdown passes. His passer rating's 116. He's completing almost 77% of his passes. And they've got, you know, the old saying about speed kills. They've got it everywhere. And now, do I think they can be as speedy on frozen tundra? It's supposed to be cold. It's nighttime in Green Bay, Wisconsin. I don't think that's ideal for them. But that would be the biggest thing that would worry me. I mean, you're going to be without Jair Alexander again. Your linebacker group is going to be a mishmash. It'll be Quay Walker. It'll be Eric Wilson. And then it'll have to be Tyron Hopper, who just, I think, played his first meaningful defensive snaps last week. So are they going to be able to take advantage of the Packers defense with their speed? To me, that's the biggest challenge for them defensively. And then offensively, I think it goes back to what we were just talking about. Like, you know, A, is the play caller going to stay as committed to the run as he was 4 days earlier? But B, is Josh Jacobs going to be able to be as effective and as big of a workhorse and take on another, you know, had 26 carries on Sunday? Are you going to be able to give him the ball 20 times again that on that short of a turnaround? You know, Matt LaFleur didn't want to give away his game plan, and he said, we'll see. But that's a pretty tall order, even for a workhorse back like him.
So those things are all good. Hey, before I let you go, I just want you to know, a lot of times they talk about the guy who's blogging and sitting in his mom's basement. I'm sitting in my mom's kitchen. She gives you a thumbs up. She thought you did great in this segment.
I just can't tell you how great it is to have someone like your mom who is so supportive of my work. You know, obviously she supports your work slightly more, but you barely work now, so I feel like I've really moved up the power rankings a little bit. All I got to do is start teaching at UWGB, and then she'll really be proud of me.
You'll have it all done, man. Thanks, brother.
All right, guys. Take care. Be good.
You guys were awesome.